This is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a program sponsored by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Your speaker is Pastor Hans Overdoon. This message, dear friends, is entitled, Second John and the Da Vinci Code Craze. No doubt many of you have heard of this book, The Da Vinci Code, written by Dan Brown, which has also become a movie. His book was published in 2003, and has since then already sold over 40 million copies and has been translated into 44 languages by now. You might ask why I bother with it in this radio message. The reason is because the book speaks on the subject of Christ and in a subtle and not so subtle way openly discredits the Christian gospel and, we must say, speaks blasphemously of Christ the Savior. The purpose of this message is not to go into too many details on Dan Brown's novel, but to give scriptural guidance on how to handle books like The Da Vinci Code and the hype about it. Let me begin by pointing out how that in 2 John, just as in 3 John, the Apostle John emphasizes and rejoices in believers walking in the truth. The Christian faith is all about absolute gospel truth. Gospel truth, by definition, is unchanging truth, most reliable truth, and endlessly precious truth. And the heart of the truth of the Christian gospel concerns the person and work of Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners. What makes the Christian gospel so powerful and so rich and sure is the unique truth it tells us of Jesus Christ, the Savior. The four New Testament God-inspired gospels make plain, together with all the Bible, that Jesus Christ is in one person, both very God and truly human, indeed a perfectly sinless, blameless human being, conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh. He is the incarnate one. Jesus is the long-promised seed of the woman, the Messiah, whom God had pledged to send from the day of Adam and Eve's fall into sin. Jesus came with this one purpose, as we read in Matthew 1:21, Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. But now, this gospel truth about Jesus being the one and only divine and almighty, gracious, perfect Savior of sinners, without whom there is no salvation and no hope for any one of us, as lost, guilty, depraved sinners by nature, this precious and only gospel message is one constantly under attack. History is full of countless attempts at resisting the gospel, discrediting the gospel, distorting the gospel, and people rejecting the gospel and believing some other lies instead. The fact is, threats and heresies against the true gospel spread much already in the early church, and it has been so since then till our present day. Therefore, the New Testament includes many urgent warnings for us to beware of and to be on guard against many false teachers, both from within the church and outside the church, denying the gospel truth and spreading the lie. Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code is just one more attempt at discrediting and denying the true gospel of Jesus Christ and promoting the lies of Satan instead. Dan Brown's much-talked-of book is a mystery thriller, which he says is based on historical facts. The main story of the book is that the Christian Church, which Brown identifies as the Roman Catholic Church, has been keeping a secret over the centuries, and by way of conspiracy has been denying the so-called real truth about Jesus and him being married to Mary Magdalene. His novel begins with the murder of a man who knew about this secret of the church and who just before his death left some clues about it. The rest of the book is a pursuit of unraveling those clues with many subplots and a captivating tale which also, of course, includes some romance. Robert Langdon and Sophie Nevin are two of the main characters in the book. In the end of the book, you find out that this Sophie Nevin is part of the so-called royal bloodline of Jesus and Mary Magdalene. The book promotes the lie that part of Jesus' family line is living still today in France. This book is blasphemous in what it suggests and in what it denies. In short, what you need to realize about this book is that in it, Dan Brown puts a lot of weight on false Gnostic Gospels, books written by false prophets in the 2nd and 3rd century by people who believed God cannot become flesh, and that gloried in a salvation through special spiritual knowledge or some form of mystical knowledge given to them. Another Gnostic false gospel recently rediscovered that was in the news lately is the so-called Gospel of Judas Iscariot. It too is a pseudo-gospel that says things so contrary to the New Testament Gospels and blasphemous also against the person and work of Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners. Here let it be clearly and authoritatively stated, in the name of God, be sure to realize, dear friends, when you hear of new discoveries of certain so-called Gospels, they in no way can be nor need to be added to the books of the Bible. For with the 66 books of the Bible, we have the full, inspired Word of God. And the rediscovered false Gospels are ones the Church in almost every case already has dealt with and in Church history in determining the canon of Scripture as led by the Holy Spirit at that time. In some of these so-called Gnostic Gospels, which the early Church also rejected as untruth, the place of Mary Magdalene is highly promoted, and she is set forth as one whom Jesus loved even more than his disciples. While none of those writings actually state Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene, and historically they were never seen to have stated that even, yet this is what Dan Brown brazenly states these writings actually say. And he maintains that the Christian Church in the early stages, being a male-dominated age, suppressed this secret about Jesus being married and instead promoted what he calls the lie of the four Gospels that are in the Bible. Dan Brown also states that Emperor Constantine forced the Christian Church in the Council of Nicaea in the year 325 to accept the four Gospels of the New Testament as we have it in the Bible and to reject what he calls the more commonly accepted Gnostic Gospels. These are falsehoods and plainly unhistorical statements wickedly promoted in the novel of Dan Brown. While claiming to be historically accurate, he writes in the form of a novel so that he also doesn't have to be held historically accountable. What Dan Brown does too in this book is have highly intelligent and more noble characters discovering and upholding the false and blasphemous view he promotes, whereas he has very dishonorable characters plotting and working constantly in defense of the old view, the traditional view of the Gospels and of the Orthodox Christian Church. The net effect of the novel is that Dan Brown credits false Gnostic Gospels written after the Apostles and discounts the four New Testament Gospels written during the time of the Apostles, and he subtly distorts facts of history for his devious purposes. Worst of all, Dan Brown denies the Godhead of Jesus, promoting the long-condemned Arian heresy, and he speaks blasphemous things about the person and life of Jesus Christ, the Holy Son of God and perfect Savior of sinners. The book also brings dishonor to the early Christian Church, suggesting all kinds of deceit and conspiracy on the part of the Church and its leaders with the old-time message of the Gospel. How could this novel become so popular in our times? Paul gives us the answer in 2 Timothy 4, verse 3, where he forewarns, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." We live in an age where people don't care for the truth, and deny even that there can be absolute truth. Yet the Bible exhorts that we need to be lovers of the truth if we would not be ensnared by Satan and this world. "Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them," exhorts Paul in 1 Timothy 4:16. "For in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." Another reason for the popularity and reception of Dan Brown's book is the general neglect and disregard for history in our day, also especially church history. If we ignore the past, we are bound to fall for the so-called new heresies, which are but devious reformulations of old heresies that the church already has dealt with and clearly answered on the basis of God's word. What are you doing to learn from the history of the church? Dan Brown's book also caters to the anti-authority mindset and anti-church institution thought so prevalent in our times. The Da Vinci Code reflects also the pro-feminist egalitarian ideology of our times, suggesting even that the New Testament Gospels are oppressive to women, while the Gnostic Gospels are much more favorable to them. The reality is, while the Bible clearly maintains male headship in the home and church, yet at the same time the Bible promotes a very high view of women as to their role and place in the family and society. If people don't know their Bibles, however, they will fall for Dan Brown's false gospel as being more fair to women. The popularity of Dan Brown's novel proves again what the Bible says, how the natural man does not receive the things of God. By nature, we hate God, especially God as revealed in Jesus Christ. The fact is, unless and until man's eyes are opened to the depths and hopelessness of our sins and sinfulness left to ourselves, a person will also not pay attention to the message of a divine Savior, who is a complete Savior, in whom is all our salvation from beginning to end, and whose salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Him alone. What Dan Brown promotes in his book is a most serious matter, because the so-called gospel he would spread is a gospel without God, and without hope, and without basis, and without future, for it is a Saviorless, graceless, Christ-denying gospel. Whereas listen to what John says in 2 John verse 9, stating there, "He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son." With Jesus as proclaimed in the New Testament Gospels, we find and have the true Savior of sinners, who by His once-for-all sacrifice reconciles sinners to God, making us to know and have Him as our dear Heavenly Father. The best antidote to books like Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code is a known and felt Christ, whom we depend on and need and love and follow after each and every day anew. Is it so for you? Is Christ so precious to you too that a book like that of Dan Brown makes you sad and zealous for the true honor and glory of Jesus Christ as revealed in the Holy Bible? After this craze, there will be others. Let us be prepared for it, having on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand. In 2 John, the Apostle warns against false teachers and false teaching, and he urges in the name of God that we know the truth and live the truth and love the truth and defend the truth. I close then quoting 2 John, verse 7 to 11. "For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresses and abides not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. He that abides in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that bids him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Oh, he that has ears to hear, let him hear, especially in these last times. Amen." Printed copies of this message are available upon request, writing to the Banner of Truth broadcast, 9698 Epp Drive, Chilliwack, BC, postal code V2P6N6. For more information about the Free Reformed Churches of North America, visit our website at frcna.org. Listen again next week at this same time for the Banner of Truth. Thank you for listening.